programs are going on?
All programs? They're going on something.
But I am looking that everything is fine. Well,
it's a small temple, but still the devotees are very nice. Young men, and they're very nice service attitude. Maharaj is happy with them, and it's small, simple.
Not a
Sunday with so many people.
Oh, that's because so many people came. Sunday is more people, plus there's so many devotees who came to see you.
Also, they came to see me.
Yes.
Also, there were some devotees with me.
Right, so many devotees with you. And so that made the kirtan, the program, very nice.
Wherever I go, about
40, 50.
And you will
automatic prasad.
But then there will be so many devotees here crying. So what is that? That is nice.
Why Baker crying?
Because you're leaving.
Oh. I want that you should also cry. But there is a very deep
meaning.
Relation. Jai ho. Aapki jai ho. Main? Aapki jai ho mane?
Ami Bangla Pori.
Amna Pori? Aapna jai ho.
Pori.
Pori. आप ही जय हो महाराज गाइड मी
आई डू ही हैज अ सेंस ऑफ ह्यूमर टू हह आई कैन हेल्प
इन इवनिंग आई कुड नॉट हैव अ दर्शन ऑफ नृसिंह महाराज मैं सी वाज सो मच एंगेज्ड विद हिज सर्विस ऑफ गुरु पाद पर नो
I was just giving up my seat so others who would only have
no.
one time chance.
First to Swamiji and attracted to him and left your everything and became a Kinchan Vaishnava. What make you?
You don't want to know, actually.
I want to know, and I want to become like you.
Oh, like.
How you knew that family? That family.
Oh, first I met the devotees.
Any devotees?
In the park. In a park like this. Mm.
At that time, what were you doing?
Well, what they were doing...
No.
What
you
I
were
was doing?
Reading?
I was doing what was called a...
meditation.
A meditation. No, I was doing...
Yes.
No, I was doing yoga, actually. I'd gone to Hawaii, and I lived in a cave in a jungle for 1 year.
Having beard and all these
things. All these things. Long hairs, beard, fasting... All these useless things.
Also doing that?
Huh? Doing
this and sit up?
Yep, of course. 1 hour a day, 1 hour daily.
Then?
Oh, then that failed. All that endeavor failed. Then I met the devotees in San Francisco. And I took, Ladu. Yes.
Ladu. From that devotee?
Yes. Then that devotee said, if you take this food, they called food, then you get spiritual body. I said, give me two. And I ate two. Then that was the final.
What was your age at that time?
My age at that time was 22.
Then?
Then that afternoon, I was walking down the street, like this, and I heard a big sound. I was like, oh, this is the same sound I heard in the park. Then I saw so many shoes lying on the door. And I looked in the window, and there were all the devotees dancing. And then I went inside, and Swami Maharaj was on the other side of all the people. But it was too crowded. So I stayed just a few minutes, and then I left. Then I came back about 1 year later. After 1 year, I came back late. And I got there 1 o'clock in the morning. I reached the temple at 1 in the morning. So I slept in the park, like this, like the hippies, you sleep in the park, under a tree. Then in the morning I went there for Bhagavatam class. But Prabhupada was not there, only the devotees. So I told them, I went to practice yoga. And they told, no, we don't do that here. I said, no? No, we're only doing bhakti. So I asked them, what was bhakti? They told me something.
They didn't tell you that this is bhakti yoga?
Well, now, if you knew the person who was preaching to me, his name was Gaur Hari. And, so then, anyway, then again I left. And after some time I met more devotees. So it was a gradual process. After some time I read a book. And then I joined another ashram, a different ashram than Swami Maharaj. And they were also doing Sankirtan and all these things. And I remained there for about 6 months. Then that ashram, whole ashram, and 53 people, we all joined on the same day, Swami Maharaj.
All.
Everyone, we shaved our heads, all the men, and we got on airplanes and we went to 5 different temples. 10 people went to London, 10 went to Los Angeles, 10 went to San Francisco, I think 10 went to India, and 10 went to Los Angeles. 10. And we gave Swami Maharaj $100,000. And we showed up, and we came to each temple during Mangal Arati. And at that time, at that Los Angeles temple, the devotees were in fear how we will pay the rent this month. There was some rent problem to pay the rent. And I had $20,000 in my pocket. So when we all got in the temple, then immediately they accepted it.
Immediately?
Immediately.
No late?
Huh?
No late.
Immediately. We were inside. There were only few devotees, actually, who directly became devotees due to Swami Maharaj directly preaching. Like Brahmananda, Achyutananda, Radharani, in the early days, 26 Second Avenue, and some in San Francisco. After that, almost all the devotees, they joined by the preaching of more devotees.
Yes.
And some devotees never ever met Sri Krishna. Some of his disciples never had the chance to even speak to him personally. Many. Isn't it, Maharaj?
Kurma, I don't pick up on that.
Kurma? Well, which one?
Kurma, the term of the Dhamma.
Kurma Rupa.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Somewhere in faraway places. And so his books and lecture tape, that was all important for everybody. But Maharaj, my story is just like the story of 10,000 others.
Mm.
Huh? What about your story?
I heard from the Purari Maharaj how he ran and how he fought for you and how he was
catch
hold by Swami. And then I will tell something.
Well, I was 21.
What doing?
I went to, I was living in California and practicing meditation. And trying to learn meditation.
And this learning in school, college?
No.
It was ended?
No, I did not go to school. Drop out.
Cool. So, then I went to Jamaica. You know
in
Jamaica?
Africa. In Africa?
No, it's Caribbean.
Oh, Caribbean.
There's Costa Rica.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir.
I wanted to live in the jungle and do meditation. So I went there.
From where do you have that spirit?
I don't know. So when I went, I stopped in Florida before going to Jamaica at one like Mayavadi ashram, kind of like. And they were all very unhappy people.
Yeah.
It was the new year, the day of the new year, and they were all very unhappy. All 1 year had gone by, they did not realize anything.
Mm.
So I was had happy mood for spiritual life, and they were very unhappy. So they thought I was a little strange. And I saw on the shelf one book, Krishna, Prabhupada's book of 10th canto Bhagavatam, summary study, Krishna Lila. So I said, what is that book? They said, oh, that is Krishna. You belong with them, they told me. You should go find them. So that night, then I left immediately. They told me there was a temple. I went to the temple. The devotees were very nice. And they went for Sankirtan that night. I went with them. They wanted...
What year?
1971. They wanted me to stay there, but I had my ticket for the jungle for going to Jamaica. So I went, and I built one house from bamboo, and I was living there, trying to meditate, but too many mosquitoes, and then rain came, and my house went. So I said, I was saying Om Hari Om, Om Hari Om. And then I woke up one morning and I began to chant Hare Krishna. Then I said I left that place and I went to California. Hitchhiking. You know hitchhiking? You stand on
car
the road like this and some car picking you up.
Like this.
Taking.
You catch the car.
Oh, yes.
This way.
Giving a ride across the whole country. And I did not know so much about Krishna, but I know that I knew Krishna like cows. I had seen picture of Krishna with the cows, so driving in the country, so many cows, then I would think of Krishna and cows. And then when I got to California, in Santa Cruz, some friends there, when I arrived, they were surprised to see me because I had left the world to meditate. I said, I don't know why I'm coming back, but this Hare Krishna mantra, I have some feeling for this. And they said, oh, tomorrow there is a big festival in San Francisco, Krishna Festival.
Hmm.
So I said, well, we must go.
Hmm.
So I took all of my friends, and I had that Krishna book, and I would read from the book, and I would give a talk about Krishna. And when I got to San Francisco, they had, it was Mahaprabhu's Gaur Purnima.
Yeah.
and big murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu they're taking in the street, about 15 feet high, doing sankirtan. And we had one hand out and one hand up. And there were so many flowers, devotees were offering flowers. So I wanted to join, but nobody is telling me, come and join, come and join. So I thought, how will you enter this? So I took one flower and I thought, I will throw it. And if he catches it in his hand, then it means he will accept me.
Yes.
So I threw it and it landed in his hand. I thought, I've been accepted. So then I went back to Santa Cruz and I began to preach about Krishna. And there was no temple there. Then some devotees came to Santa Cruz for preaching. They heard about me. Oh, there is this one boy. He's preaching about Krishna. And so they came to see me. And then I, in my house, I shaved my head. And one man gave me one sheet. I put it on. I came to the Brahmacharis, their preaching center. And then they let me in. They said, oh, he's very serious. Then I stayed there for 3 months. And then Prabhupada came to me in a dream. And he poked his cane. He had cane, he walked, he poked his cane at me. And I woke up very much startled. And I told the devotees, and they said, Prabhupada is now just now coming to Los Angeles. So you must come with us and take initiation. So after 2-3 months, then I was initiated, Harinam. And then in 6 months later, Mantra Diksha. Then I stayed in Los Angeles for 2 years, 2.5 years. And then I was sent to travel Australia, England, other places, preaching.
It's true that this is a past impression for the baseline. There are some various impressions to be heard from all the people. How you came to the lotus feet of your Guru Maharaj?
Let us go and speak. Otherwise I will hide. Devotees of Lakshmi Narayan in Sri Ramanuj Sri Sampradaya. They were Brahmins. Our whole village one, all Brahmin, not any other god. Highly educated, and all in middle class of rich, not rich, not poor. All were self-supported. From beginning, I don't know. My beginning, childhood, I used to chant Ram, Ram, Ram. Always. Father used to love me so much. And he was very learned person of Gita, Bhagavad, and Ramayana. All villagers used to come there and to hear from him. Production. And they used to know very good song. My mother also. Very father and mother both. Very, very, very good song. They can cook. New, new song they can. Like poet. My father was also wrestling and jumping and all other things from his long way. So I liked all these things, but always chanting. In school, I used to go, but never chanting was left. After that, anywhere I heard Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then I began to chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
No Hare Krishna, no Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
I used to remember all Ramayana, Mahabharata, all these stories, hearing from my father. Also from Purans, very, very baby time. That I used to worship Ram, not worshipping like this, but chanting, remember, reading Ramayana and Gita, Bhagavad, Mahabharata, especially. And I was so much absorbed in Ramayana. When I used to read, I was always weeping, weeping. Then I used to shut the book. And when weeping, again, weeping. I used to sleep, but when I used to read my class books, sometimes, but chanting and reading. And when I went to what, like this college or what?
High school.
Then I became very famous sportsman. Various sportsmen in whole our state.
Bihar, present.
Jumping.
Running. High jump, long
high jump. Long jump.
Running, cycling.
I had so many rewards, so much rewards.
So much medals.
And in Sanskrit recitation, I got so good prizes. My headmaster called me, told that you will have not to pay any price for your reading, books and copies, pencils, everything will be given by your
scholarship.
And I became the monitor, and there were about 1,000
students.
Yeah.
Whole school.
Then I became first in class 8, 9, 10. Especially in history and mathematics, Hindi,
geography.
I have no test for English. No test for English only. After that, I left the school. went for some very little time for college. And at once, by jumping and my sports career, I was selected as a sub-inspector of police at once after that. I don't like, but yet I joined
sportsman.
Once our SP,
superintendent of police,
he was Englishman from Great Britain, so tall, so dirty boots also. He called and we are all culprits. Went there. He called us and began to ask something. But I was not following his.
What he's trying to say.
What he was saying, everyone. Some very little. His pronunciation and everything. But I was so dear man.
Courageous.
Courageous, nirbhik,
fearless.
So I saw his mood and mouth speaking. And when he asked something, I used to tell like that.
Coughing
only. Not
speaking. But follow what?
He began to smile and took me and selected for inspector of police.
Inspector of police.
Oh, inspector.
And then I was deputy attorney, PS, police, yes, you know, police station. And then for 2 or 3 years I did this. After a party of Vaishnavas were coming. And they were doing Srimad Bhagavatam Prahlad Maharaj Charitra in Bengali. But I did not know Bengali. But I used to sit there and hear one. After 2 days, Vishwami Maharaj, his name was Madhusudan Maharaj. At first he was Narottam Mananda Brahmacharya. Was a very good scholar in English, Bengali, and he was the editor at the time of Srila Prabhupada, not this time, but English. And he was also with my Gurudev. And after that, he was took in pronunciation order, and he was called Bhakti
Kamal
Madhusudan. Where we learned in Srimad Bhagavatam. He called me and we began to talk to me. And the whole night we were awakened and Hari Katha. Then he went away to Navadvip. I was in Sahibganj, there is a place on the sacred river Ganga. At once I went to the market and
purchased bead bag, beads,
and
some one sheet.
Asan of yes. Kambal. Kambal asan, you
blanket.
Know. Blanket. Blanket asan, not blanket.
Blanket.
At once I went to the market and
purchased bead bag, beads,
and
one sheet.
Asan of yes. Kambal. Kambal asan, you
blanket.
Know. Blanket, asan, not blanket,
okay.
Only one hand. And I left my old things, inquiry, police department, all but sometimes I used to go, and always. 1 lakh safari now. Hare Krishna, 1 lakh daily. And then I used to spend money. All the policemen and all others were taking bribes. There was so much
corruption.
No, God.
To joke
that. Yes, for so many opportunity to take
bribes. Mm-hmm. But I never touched. They used to give in my bed, but I used to.
Sure.
So I thought that I should not leave him. I was also married. Children were there. After 2 years, I sent a resignation letter. S.P. himself, so he told me not to give up the job. It is a very good job and you will be very, very progress in this life. I told that I have got a beginning is never felt. Always, always.
Profit.
What? I told that I will go to my home and there I will practice all these things, my business. They could not understand. And then I left police department and everything, the money and all things I gave to my brother who was also I had called in police as sub-inspector. And given all things and nothing took and went to Navadvip by their addresses they had given. I went in the night at about 12 on train. There was so darkness. I don't know where there will be mud and where to be. At once I saw the two brahmacharis are coming and searching me. You are Tiwari ji, you are Tiwari. Tiwari means Brahmin. Yes.
But my not wrote any letter to Paramgurudev that I am coming. Hmm. But from the same station that if somebody is coming, yeah, go.
How they know new I go? My Gurudev. Then I go. So much loved me. And I began from washing
utensils
and everything. And I took holes about must. At that time, very few persons were there, about 18. So many old guru, god brothers of my Gurudev, Narhari Prabhupada. So, brilliant. Everything I control. I became the manager in 1 month, everything.
Yeah. What was your age when you joined?
About 6.
24.
I did so much preaching. I began to learn Bangla, Sanskrit, Hindi, to read Jaiva Dharma. I read first Jaiva Dharma, then I Chaitanya Charitamrita. I remembered all the slokas of Gaudiya Khantahar, Bhagavata, Kumari Kumala, you know, of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. All and began to also learn Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, bona fide Vaishnava. Rashidhar Maharaj was there, Shauti Maharaj was there, so many.
In that time, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada
to serve them and to hear them. That is why I told that I joined Haridas in university. And after that, Guru Maharaj saw that he knows so Hindi. He did good. I was given first Harinam, after that, after 2 months, 3 months, I was
second
in Nepal. And after 2 or 3 months, but years, I took Sannyas from Vaman Maharaj. Trivika Maharaja, three Tridandi. And we were also three Dandi. Bhavan Maharaj, Trivika Maharaj, become one Tridandi. Yes. I was devoted to Mathura. Mathura Matha started.
54.
and began to a Bhagavat Patrika. Guru Maharaj told that in Hindi a Bhagavat Patrika should be.
Monthly magazine, Bhagavat Patrika by name, but Hindi medium.
I became the editor of that Guru Maharaj managed. I also became the editor of my Bangla. My name was Vibhan. Guru Maharaj gave my name also in Bangla. Then I started, began to translate the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. First I did Yajna Dharma. And after that, so many books. Gaur
What happened to your family? Your brother took care of your family? When you left, you were 26. For
my
the
father was there.
Your father?
The ones that took me. My wife, my father's brothers, and all villagers and my uncle, wife, and all that, about 20, they came and began to wave all. Oh, why you are waving? I'm going. That's only a dhoti. Dhoti, you know that. Half doing and then. And after 3 days again in night, they slept then.
All brothers of Maharaj telling for me, why you let him go? Don't let him go. So I never call him from, he came automatically. If he want to come, he can come. Then when I come after 2-3 days, come at night, till midnight. At that time, winter time, he make quilt just like one sleeping.
Put some straw under the quilt.
I have served my Gurudev like he is serving to me, always noting his lectures. I was so there that I used to always question him, philosophy, Vedanta and all. And he was so much
pleased
to hear all this. But someone, they used to ask, he used to say that you should see the books, Vedanta. But whenever I asked him anything, without asking, he was very, he knew all the history of all the Vaishnavas. We have seen Sridhar Maharaj, never our Gurudev.
No.
He was like philosopher like that. They used to
debate.
Sometimes our Gurudev used to cut his argument and sometimes they and going on. And all the God brothers and everyone used to attend and love. One Christian padri, padri means pope, priest. In Allahabad, when Swamiji was there, Vedanta Swami, he asked at once that why your God is black. He told that black is no color, that is his nirgun. That black is no color, in sense perhaps black is no color. So he is the nirgun, any color there will be, but if black color will be given, all will be covered. So our Krishna is
so powerful,
so powerful. And then why you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his golden color? He told that there are 7 colors. When they meet together, they become
white.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same Krishna becomes.
When
they meet together, they
become
old.
But if you take human colors, have three laboratories, all equal amount.
of the letters, seven letters.
But one wheel he has seen in laboratory, same color, same quantity, same book.
What with kya Bindigo?
What is Bindigo?
Bindigo means we. All the letters, seven letters,
yes.
one color. And when they will meet, they will be gold round. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. When my lips second time, everybody seems most really tired, every day coming to sleep. So maybe he's sleeping.
Under most sleep on that,
nobody guesses that he is late, nobody can guess. When about 8-9, then they saw that he will come to just like in many sleep. But I have believed that if I will go and serve Krishna and I will do bhajan, my parents, my mother, father, and all will be so happy. And this they are all the whole life my father and mother has done. At the time of death we all been I one and give Gopal mantra to this Tulsi and Hare Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna chant and whole life above thousands of persons were reciting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And whole Gita I recited and told him, and so many persons were hearing. After that day I told the oh father, now I am going, my duty has been. No gem will come to you and he cannot touch you. He told that yes, now you can go. I told that all the property. Should be given to other my brother. I don't want any one single prize from this.
Your oldest son?
Yes.
Yes.
So everything should be given to him. I don't need anything. My bhakti is Krishna bhakti. And when he was so pleased, he was about to die. And when I left, I heard that he had left.
He was waiting only for Maharaj. He is not speaking, stop his speaking. And when Maharaj reached there, and Maharaj told him, sir, I came here. Oh, you have come. Then he speak with Maharaj only.
I never went to my room. Never. Only two times in a special case. Hare Krishna.
Well, she mentioned Bhagavad Arkham Rijinimal, the book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yes.
And in addition from Maharaj?
No. Gaudiya, Gaudiya Math.
But I have
at that time, Jati Maharaj was not as birth of for that edition.
I have edition in English. His edition in English. And in Bhagavatam, Ras Pancha Jai,
yes.
Chapter 30, in this famous book, Anayaradhanu Nunam
Bhagavana, yes.
There it is, and it has been explained that this verse speaking was attributed to Chandravali, he has told.
What is law?
Anayaradhanunam Bhagavan Hari Rishara Jannu Vihaya Govinda Pritoja Manayadraha. My telling that this is commented by Chandravali, the Vipaksha.
Or saying Lalita
Sajjana. I follow mostly Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he has mentioned the name of Lalita. He has told?
In Bhagavad Arkham Rijinimal.
I will have to see, perhaps he has not written.
I will show
you. Or they may explain wrong something.
Yeah.
I don't believe. Jati Maharaj.
After all,
he did so many
mistakes in Jaivadharma.
Jaivadharma, so many mistakes.
So I didn't believe it. I will have to go and see accurately.
I will show you.
Aapne bolan is lo
not I want to see in Mool Bangla. Bangla.
It is in Hindi, I think.
Huh?
I think it is. You have made up Bangla or Hindi, I think, before there.
If you have Bangla edition, then I can. By Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I don't.
Perhaps he has not written like that. I have read so many times.
Mm-hmm. You, Maharaj, you told not possible, and Swami Bali would know this.
Yes. He could not perhaps know that the footprints are of whom. But Srimati Lalita used to know.
Recognize.
Chandrali has not in a dream how the footprints of Radhika is there. And it was decided only by that footprint. But if Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, then it is also bona fide. Something. But I will have to see. But I knew that Lalita Shakti has told. Hare Krishna. Anyhow, you should. You should. Read the explanation of Jiva Goswami also, Sanatana Goswami and Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur. Vishwanatha Thakur is very, very, very thorough,
very simple.
And he has done after Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami, so it has become more and more rushful.